Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to bring on Cameron Wolf, ESPN NFL Dolphins reporter. Little bit off on the NFL Nation, the mock draft from the other night.
But
Oakland was listening to Cameron, and look what happened.
It was still good to see him giving that pick a few days ago.
That was nice. Oakland listened to you. Do you get royalties from Oakland for basically giving them their pick?
Yeah. It went a lot higher than a lot of people thought. I love the kid. I still think the Dolphins would have been really interested in him at 13, but they got a nice pick in his teammate. So, yeah, Oakland and John Gruden clearly love the guy just like I did.
A lot of mock drafts had Christian Wilkins on that list, too. Of course, there's a zillion mock drafts out there, but he looked like he was going to – a good chance he's going to be a pick for the Dolphins, and he ends up being it. Were you surprised, and did you think there was any shot – I just asked Omar this – that Dwayne Haskins might be the guy when you go, uh-oh, he's there at 13?
Oh, yeah. You look at Haskins at 13, and that's something that, you know, I don't think that many people thought that would realistically happen. You know, quarterbacks always seem to go higher than we expect for the most part, not lower. So you thought somebody would trade up ahead, and, you know, teams kept passing, whether it's the Giants, whether it's Denver, Cincinnati, you know, and you're like, oh, man, they really are going to have a chance at this guy. And you're going to see how much Chris Greer sticks to his guns about whether he likes this kid or not. And, you know, we always were trying to figure out how much of it was smokescreen or not with Chris Greer, and it seemed like he didn't love this QB class, and clearly he didn't, you know, passing on Haskins a lot. So I think it wasn't a surprise with Wilkins. I think he's a great fit, and, you know, we all sort of made that connection. But Haskins will be really attached to the Dolphins for the next 3 years, or at least until they find a franchise quarterback. And if he's really successful, then, you know, Chris Greer is going to have to answer even more questions.
It's too bad Wilkins is shy and doesn't like, you know, doing anything or talking to anybody,
wow.
Right?
Yeah,
he'll be great for us. I mean, I don't think I remember having a press conference, a pre-draft or a post-draft press conference ever as memorable and fun as that one. So he does not lack the personality. My one hope is that Brian Flores and the Dolphins don't get him into camp.
Putting
the culture on him, and all of a sudden he's saying we're just trying to, you know, make it one day at a time, and we lose all the personality. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
All right, before we go dancing with the second and third round picks today, which, by the way, are almost as important as that pick that was taken last night, what do we do? As I heard as I was leaving last night, and a couple of those last fans who were leaving at Hard Rock last night stadium said, Joe, I go, what's wrong, you guys? I said, we got a really good play. They go, what do we do for the quarterback? When are we going to face it and find a guy? And I get it. We're all a little desperate to try to find a real franchise quarterback. What's the game plan for Chris Greer?
I think an immediate range, they have to decide what they're going to do with Josh Rosen. And, you know, some of that buzz picked up yesterday when the Giants picked a quarterback and Washington picked a quarterback. All the teams are running out. So I know Miami's had some conversations with them. They didn't value him extremely high last year, and their value hasn't dramatically increased. But I think they're of the mindset, hey, if we can get a bargain, you know, a third-round pick, maybe even a fourth-round pick for him, then maybe that becomes something they consider a little more. Arizona's got to decide whether or not they're going to bite the bullet and you know, essentially take the sunken cost for Josh Rosen there. But even if they do get Josh Rosen, I still think, like we've talked about most of this offseason, all eyes go toward 2020. And I think they're going to be firmly in the tank for Tua race, if that's what you want to call it. But Tua, you know, Justin Herbert, Jake Fromm, There's a lot of guys coming out in that class, and I think, you know, whether they get Rosen or not, I think they're going to be heavy contenders to draft a quarterback in 2020. So, you know, fans have to wait another year. Us, the media, have to wait another year. But I think the Dolphins are getting closer, you know, we hope, to finding that franchise quarterback.
So Tua's for Yua, apparently.
Tua is for Yua. Did you just make that up? Cameron's going to take that.
Tua for Yua.
Yeah, you got to copyright that.
I'm going to need some headlines to write this year.
Tua is for Yua. Just say Joe Rose Show on there.
Pretty dumbass thing to say.
No, really. It actually doesn't matter at this point. Everyone's going to be making something. All right, so let's say at 48. What if Drew Locke's there at 48? Do you take a chance on him?
It'll be interesting. I asked Chris Greer yesterday if they even considered him. And he said, yeah, they consider both Haskins and Locke, but, you know, they value Wilkins higher. I think if Locke is there at 48, I like Locke. I think that, you know, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback, but in the second round at 48, you got to ask yourself, okay, is this a better value than maybe a third-round pick for Rosen? And, you know, that's a question only Chris Greer can answer. I think you have to consider him there. He's a guy who started, you know, 3 years in the SEC, so that kind of cross the checks off for Chris Greer as far as the experience label. But I think, you know, second round pick, their eyes are going to go center to that offensive tackle class. You know, you got guys like Greg Little on the board. You got guys like the kids out of Wisconsin on the board. There's a few other options there at offensive tackle. So I think they're going to look hard at finding a right tackle. But if Drew Locke is there, then maybe, you know, they reevaluate what they're doing, and you know, that would obviously take him out of the Rosen race.
I look at the offensive tackles left on the board, by the way, and I'm just shocked that Juwan Taylor's still sitting there, Cody Ford's still sitting there. These are guys that in everybody's mock drafts were taken in the first round. Is that a little surprising to you? I know Juwan's got a little bit of the health scare or something there, but that was just shocking to me that those two guys are still there.
Yeah. It seems like every draft we have guys that have, you know, sort of that unknown or unknown as far as the seriousness of the medical or character concerns that make them drop. And I think Juwan Taylor is the candidate there. I think in our mock draft, he went number 7 to Jacksonville, and he dropped out of the first round in this one. So, you know, teams have a lot more insight than we did at that point. Cody Ford is a surprise for me because I don't really know what his red flag is. And I thought that he was a surefire first-round pick. So that's another guy to mention that would be a great fit for the Dolphins. He could play guard or tackle if he's there for 48 for some reason. So, yeah, I think the board sets up well, you know, as far as guys falling. If the Dolphins want to, you know, take a grab at a right tackle, even move up a few spots, they're going to have a choice. This is the meat of the draft, that second and third round. So, you know, I'll be interested to see if they still try to trade back and get some more picks, or if they just say, hey, we're going to take our money guy that maybe we had a first-round grade on at 48.
All right, so I agree with you. I think today's definitely a tackle, and a really good chance the second round's going to be a tackle, guard, if you want to say. I know a lot of these guys are up for tackle and guard positions. Let me ask you, could we take another pass rusher today? Could you see a guy on the outside put up some big stats in college being the next pick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, the thing with Christian Wilkins, as good as he is and as good as a personality is, he's not going to be a big sack guy. That's not what he's going to do in the NFL. He's going to be a guy that helps a lot of other teammates get sacks. He's going to be a great run stuffer. But I don't imagine him being a 10-plus sack guy from the interior. So they're still going to need help with that edge rushers spot. You know, Jalen Ferguson from Louisiana Tech is there. Zach Allen from Boston College is there. Each of those guys could be second-round picks. I know they like the kid from Old Dominion, O'Shane Eximenes. He's probably a third-round pick. He could be there. Joe Jackson out of the U, who may be a third or fourth round pick, is there. So they're going to have quite a few options. And I think that, you know, whether the second or the third round pick, they've got to try to address that edge rusher position. Because as we talked about for months, Charles Harris can't be your best edge rusher. It just can't happen. And they have nothing behind him as well. So that's a position that has to be addressed, you know, once, maybe even twice before this draft is over.
You expect late Saturday afternoon when this whole thing is over, the quarterback position, at least one guy drafted by the Dolphins?
Yeah, drafted or traded for. I think they add another quarterback to that room, whether it's Josh Rosen or whether it's, you know, a guy in the middle rounds, you know, like a Brett Rypien or a Ryan Finley or even, you know, a Jerry Stidham. So I don't imagine them coming out of this draft without a quarterback. So, yeah, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is another guy to to share his cake with in the quarterback room.
You had to get a little shot at the weight. See, we stop fat shaming here in the radio business we got sensitive people and we don't want to get – you just took a shot at him.
He's cake shaming. There's nothing wrong with cake shaming.
Hey, I had a slice of cake last night before I left the media room too, so I'm probably –
damn right.
By the way, it's true. So Hollywood was out there with you being a pain in the ass last night, but he said, hey, one good thing about being out there –
catering.
The food is so damn good out there. Did you load up last night, Cam, on the food out there?
They had some steaks, some shrimp, you know, potatoes and green beans. It was great, you know. I felt like I was at the NFL draft, so they did pretty good on that one.
Now, Cam, now picture this for a second. If you're not driving, close your eyes, because when the draft used to be just the one day and it was about 12 hours long, you'd get breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the facility back in the day. That's when it was nice also.
Wow. Oh wow! It's like a whole full buffet, all inclusive.
That's when all the big guys enjoyed that day because you got a whole bunch of meals that day.
Do you think this Josh Rosen thing's legit? I mean, there's really a chance, or just because it's popping up, it's going to be the story today. And the Dolphins and Rosen are already been a big topic, and because if he is, he's got to come in and be the starter. You're not bringing that guy in to be the backup. You want to find out if he can play.
Look, I like I said before, I don't think the Dolphins value him extremely high, and I think the Cardinals want a lot more than the Dolphins want to pay. But the honest evaluation here is they've ran out of options. You know, the Giants are out, Washington's out. There's not really any other teams unless the Chargers, the Patriots get into it. So the Cardinals essentially have to trade him for 20 cents on the dollar to the Dolphins, or they keep him. And can you keep him in the same room as Kyler Murray? I think that's something they have to ask themselves today. I don't think the Dolphins are going to overpay for him. I'd be shocked if it's anything over a third-round pick. So I think that maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago they would say, no, we're not in the Josh Rosen race. There's no way. But now when you look at diminished values for Josh Rosen, I think it becomes a value thing more than do we love this guy thing.
Cam, before we let you go, what was the media room like last night when the sixth pick came up and it was Daniel Jones?
Oh, man, it was a lot of jokes, a lot of laughing, a lot of Ryan Tannehill references.
I knew that was coming, yeah.
Dave Gettleman sure did lighten up the room with that pick. So I don't know how Daniel Jones would be as a quarterback. I didn't love him. A lot of people in the media doesn't love him. Maybe he proves us all wrong. But I'm not really excited if I'm a Giants fan to hear what their plans are, especially if they think Eli can play 3 more years and if they think this guy can be a franchise quarterback just because he was coached by the same guy as Peyton.
Cam, always good talking to you, my man. Thank you for getting up this morning. I know you got a long night again tonight and Saturday, so thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man.
That was Cameron Wolf, ESPN NFL Dolphins reporter right there.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.